Thursday night Shmaitza, Dalet Ad Beis, something like that. Monday was Aleph, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's Dalet, technically Hay, of course. Before we start Perek Hay, look over Hay Ad Beis, there's an interesting point that the Sefer brings down from the Kovetz Biurim. The Rashba's Kasha on the Rambam that right, the Gemara in Chulin proves that you go Basar Rov because you could check the animal, bring a korban, and even if you can't check to see if it's kosher or not, so you can assume it is because you go Basar Rov. So the question that the Rashba asks on the Rambam is that if something deraisa lekula, so then how do you know you go Basar Rov? Anyway, you're allowed to go lekula. That's the Rashba's kasha on the Rambam. So the Kovetz Biurim in his Sefer on Shmaitza, Ois Yud Gimel, says that it's a very interesting like point. He says, why isn't it Ikba Isura? In other words, Kovetz Biurim, I mean, the Sefer is Kovetz Shurim Chelek Beis. In it, he has a Sefer called Kovetz Biurim, and he has on Gittin, on certain Masechtas, Ha'aris, and Kovetz Shmuos he has, and he has Kovetz Biurim on Shev Shmaitza. So he makes the point, he says, why isn't it Ikba Yisura? In other words, B'Shmaitza Ala Perek Dalid, Hevi Kushas Arashba, on the Rambam, that if Sarfak is Mutter, so even if you don't go Basar Rov, you don't have to be Chayshish, it's a Treifa, because you go Lekula. B'Shamati Makshin, says Rabbi Chanon, the Hamode Rambam besofek the Ikba Yisura Shosim and Torah. So why don't you say it's Ikba Yisura because there's many treifa animals in the world? You know there are. There's a myriad of treifas, right? We know there's treifa animals. Right? So I think. Oh, okay. Thank you. Your teretz is a good one. Rabbi Chanan doesn't say it that way, though. I'm not sure why. It's such a good teretz. Venirli, the leikosh yamidi. You know, the answer is that Ikba Yisura is only relevant when you're talking about really, like, it's in front of you. So you have Safik, Vadei Chaticha in front of you, that's also. And you don't want to know which is which. But. And it's like almost a Kol Deporish type svara of Kol Deporish Meruba Porish. Well, you want to know like which this is, the Chelev or the Shuman. Ikba Yisura means there's a set of, you know, Chelev Shuman, and this, you want to know which this is, which is this and which is this. But the point of Ruba the Lesser come on is that it's not a Kol Deporish Meruba, it's not Porish from, it just is. You're only dealing with one animal. And you don't know what it is, and Rove says you can decide this, so the miyut doesn't make Ikba Yisura. It's not coming from a set where there's an element of miyut also. There's only one animal, you don't know what it is. Like, why should it be called Ikba Yisura? That's what he's saying. Rabbi Chanan says, V'nirli d'loy koshamidi, d'loy mikri Ikba Yisura l'hechash asofik b'hachaticha, maybe what it means. Elagadei ataruvos. Ikba Yisura means the reason you have the suffix is because of a mixture. So the suffix is on both pieces. And if this is usur, this is mutter. If this is mutter, this is usur. So that's called this vadai isur here. And if you mata this piece because the suffix derives from the kula, then the other piece is going to become usur. But here the suffix is on every animal that you get. Every animal that comes to you, you have a suffix, and you could paskin that it's kosher because of the rove. Even when the first animal in the world existed. So you also, you would have a suffix if it's a treif or not, and you would rule that it's kosher because of the rove. So there's no, the fact that, I would call it built into the world is also a miut.
There's no rove, there's no chazon.
We're talking about rov. Ruba the lesser, come on.
No, most animals. First animal in the world.
They're still the rov, the lesser, come on.
But how do you know that that animal's kosher?
You follow rov. There's still the Ruba the lesser, come on, that says that in the teva of the bria will produce, will generate, will 80% of the time produce a kosher animal. And you, so what? So that's what you learn out. That's what the Gemara is searching for. How do you know you follow Ruba the lesser, come on?
Ruba the lesser, come on, it pre-exists the animals? I mean, is it something that we see exists?
Ruba the lesser, come on. So if you know, it exists b'teva. Even before there were any animals in the world was set up in a way that would 80 to 90% of the time produce a kosher animal.
I guess I have always had difficulty with that statement. Because I don't know if you're talking about quantity versus species.
I don't know what you mean.
In other words, since maybe there are more cows than monkeys or whatever. Okay, or because of the number of kosher species outnumber the
number of species. No, we're not talking about kosher or not kosher in terms of species. We're talking about if it's a trefa or not, if there's a hole in the lung or not.
Okay.
So then you say, Ruba de Lesser, come on, says most animals, like saying most animals are generally healthy, are normal animals. Okay, so that was an interesting point. Maybe it means what you said even. Okay, we're starting Perek Hey. We're moving along. Whoever thought we'd get up to Perek Hey? We covered Hey Adabes.
I don't know if we'll ever get out of Perek Hey, but that's another problem.
Yeah, we're getting deeper and deeper into Gemaras. And even though the esteemed Oilam are very big Talmid Chachamim, but I don't know, you have to learn Shas first. Too. I'll do my best to explain the Gemaras. It doesn't get harder, it gets more and more involved. More and more involved. If you're following, it's like, it's like doing a maze, I get more and more involved. Ivra l'anios d'ayti aklusha v'aratusha, nire mukhrach. So what do we have here? We have an interesting thing. That the Shmaitza is about to be chaylik on the Rajva, yeah. You know, the Shmaitz and the Rashba actually learn up the Gemara and Chulin the same way. That this Machloikas Abaye and Rava is a Machloikas whether Safek Deraisa is Lekula or Lechumra. The Rashba took a turn and said that that's only by a Safek Penikre. That's the only time there's a Shita that Safek Deraisa, what the Gemara seems to indicate. That Safek Deraisa is Lekula Midiraisa, and that's how we paskin. So the Rashba says, but that's only when it's Safek B'mikra that something happened. But if you're Safek B'tolada, from its very inception, as this Chelem Moshuman, then Avad it's Lechumra. That's the Rashba. And the Shmaitza said no. So now he wants to prove that the Rashba's wrong. He wants to prove that Abaye, who walks out of that sugya holding that Safek Deraisa is Lekula on the Deraisa level, will say it even in a Safek B'tolada, even in a Safek from something's very inception, not just a Safek if something happened. That's what he wants to go prove there. How do you prove that? Well, we'll see. Come along for the ride. What?
Like the Rambam.
Ivra l'anios d'ayti aklusha v'aratusha. Nira Mukhar Kidavarenu, the Faresh.
That's a great mind.
Okay.
It means that my humble, weak, tiny, teeny opinion is 100% certain that it's like what I said.
Yes, I always talk like that. You don't believe me. How can we believe him? Nira Mukhar Kidavarenu, the Faresh. If you remind me. We're not going to learn next Thursday night, L'chayra. I could say, yeah, but no one's going to show up, so I might as well not learn. It's after the Tainas, and everybody's going to be packing Shalachmonas. The truth is, it says in Halacha, you don't learn Tainas Esther because you're preparing for Purim. But if Tainas Esther comes out Thursday, it's like, why not? So maybe we will, I don't know. Anyway, remind me, in this Inyan, about being sure that you're right, I have an amazing explanation of a Gemara in Megillah with Ahasuerus that goes to the heart of this matter, whether how when you're having an argument with someone and you're sure you're right, how far, like, are you allowed to go, sort of? How far is it? How far can you be sure that you're right? Because, like, maybe you're wrong and he's right. Like, you hold you're right, but so does he. So, like, what's the dynamic there? So I have a very interesting interpretation of the Gemara in Megillah about Ahasuerus. So we'll save it for when it's closer to Purim, even though it's not Purim Torah. It's, we'll wait. So if you remind me. If you remind me Wednesday night. Because maybe we end up won't learn Thursday night.
That's already,
what?
What's that?
Ooh. Yud Aleph.
Well, if you're eating on Thursday, then you won't be
fasting. If I'm eating on
Friday, you should learn Thursday night.
I mean, actually, for sure, if I'm Sunday guy, I can eat on Thursday.
There's no Christmas-related issues that are going to cause any night center things, right? I mean, you had a mask, by the way.
My daughter had a boy. What does that have to do with me?
You'll be at a bris. I don't know if you have other simple family.
Okay, no. I'm not going to be a Shabbos. Because I have a rule, the first Yom Zohar in a family gets the honor of my presence. Even though we don't have to walk from Har Nof to Sanhedria afterwards. But, okay, thank you. So, Nira Muchach, Kedvarenu Lefarish, Nepligi Abayev Rav Simi, Verava. So Abayev Rav Simi is on one side, and Rav is on the other side. The Sveikos Dioraisa, by every Safek they argue. The Lavdavka, the Safek Abob Mikre, Machmas Mikre, that something occurred, which is the way the Rashba interprets it. So it's a very fine Machlokes, it's, you know, a very narrow band, but it's there. So he wants to prove now that they argue by every suffix. The Inema, if we say like the Rashba, the Lopligi, that they only argue ala b'suffix and eschadish machmas mikre, aval suffix habobu tolada l'chuli alma osur, emkein tikshi l'mandi omar suffix habobu machmas mikre, shen eschadish mutum in Torah. Right. That only that if it comes Dafka Machmas Mikra. Mutumina Torah, we're gonna ask a kasha from the following Gemara. Hadatanya Perk Bez Denida. We're talking about someone had relations with his wife, and she finds Dam afterwards. After the Bia, she finds Dam, but within, so if she finds Dam like after a significant amount of time goes by, so you don't have to worry that there was Dam B'Shas Debiya. You don't have to assume so, you don't even have to worry that it was so. But there's different time frames that the Brisa and the Mishnah give that you have to be afraid. That maybe you have to, like, it's too close. And we're talking in terms of seconds, we're not talking about an hour, we're talking about, like, seconds. So, there's one case where you say, Nimzal Shalom La'achar Zman. Now La'achar Zman means not immediately, but not that far from immediately. In other words, there's La'achar La'achar Zman. So we're talking about La'achar Zman. I don't have to leave it in the box?
Please leave it in the box.
What?
Please leave it in the box.
I should leave it in the box.
It means an hour, something like an hour.
What?
An hour.
No. We're talking like 30 seconds as opposed to 10 seconds. Nimzal Shalom on her aid, where she checked. La'achar Zman. Yeah. Tmein misafek. So it's a safek if there was Tumah B'Shas Debiya. Upeturim in HaKorban means they don't have to bring a Chatos. You don't know, you can't say for sure it was Dam De B'Shas Debiya. Let's call it 15 seconds went by. So you can't say for sure it was Dam B'Shas Debiya. So the potter min HaKorban means the potter from a Korban Chatos. But V'chayavin B'Oshem Tolu. So the Braisa says the Chayvin and Oshim Tolui. In other words, enough of the Suffolk exists that they have to bring an Oshim Tolui. Maybe she was in Ida Bishas Bia, so you have to bring an Oshim Tolui. Whenever you have a Suffolk, so you don't bring Chattas, you bring an Oshim Tolui. The Amrinan Allah, the Gemara goes on there to say, the Tana Didan in the Mishnah, my time aloy Tani Oshim Tolui. In other words, in the Braisa, they all say, Tumei and Misafek, but they don't have to bring a Karbon, and it means a Chattas. The Braisa says they do have to bring an Oshim Talui. The Tana Didan, my time aloy Tani Oshim Talui. So the Gemara answers, Be'inon Chaticho Mishtei Chatichos. Very nice. We noted on the Yomar that you only bring an Oshim Talui if there's one piece that's Vaday Osur and one piece that's Mutter and they got mixed up. So then you bring an Oshim Talui. But if there's one Chaticho, Sofik Is or Sofik Het there, and you ate it, you don't bring an Oshim Talui. This case is one chaticha. You don't know if she was a nida b'shas bia or not. Was she's a nida now, but was she a nida then? So that's chaticha. That's not chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. That's like one chaticha. And therefore the Tana of the Braisa holds.
Why couldn't you assume chazaka at that point?
Chazaka that she's tor.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's going to be brought up. Oh man, that's the machlokas tanon. So the Schmeitzer said already that's the machlokas whether ikba isura is osur or mutter min haTorah, whether the Rambam's mode by ikba isura, and the others hold that it's totally an apostle. It's a question whether you need ikba isura to bring an osur talmud. The Schmeitzer already said that machlokas is again the machlokas whether Suffix Osir Min HaTorah or Suffix Mutter Min HaTorah. Okay, so the Gemara. Tikachas, because you don't know, was she a Nida then or not? That's the question. The fact that she's a Nida now is not relevant. Maybe it takes away the Chazaka of Tor, but it doesn't make a Chatichachas. But let's learn. The Ine, now. Now, if Abaye and Rav Simi, then I mentioned in that Gemara, if Rav Abaye and Simi of Chulin fame, if they hold that only Sofik Habo Machmas Mikrins Mutter, but if the Rashi would be right that everybody's Moda, that Sofik Betolodo is Osur, right? So then, how would they interpret the Braisa that says, V'inema the Sofik Habo Machmas Mikrins Mutter min haTorah, afilu hecha deleka chazaka, imkein hadutani v'chayavim b'ashem tolui, aman tirmiye, who holds the chayavim b'ashem tolui? No, the Shemaita goes l'shitaso, that if it's mutter to do, you'll never bring an ashem tolui. This is a suffix habo machmas mikre. Did she become? She wasn't always a nida. Did she become a nida? According to Abaye, then she's for sure mutter. It would have been mutter to be boiled if you would have asked. Mahavaleh's. What? If you hold that, if you hold that Sofek is mutter min haTorah, it's even when there's no chazaka. If you hold Sofek mutter min haTorah, we name it the Sofek Abo Machmas Mikre, mutter min haTorah, even when there's no cheskos heter. For whatever reason. Right. So, even if there's no chazaka saying it's mutter, it's mutter. Okay. In Cain, Hodutani v'chayavin b'shem tolui, aman tirmiye, who holds the chayavin b'shem tolui? If it was mutter to do, according to Abaye, it was mutter to do, according to the Rashba. Because it was a suffix habor, it was a suffix. It's chaticha achas a suffix habor b'mikra, so it should be mutter. However, a suffix habor machmas mikra and it's chadesh, u'mutter min haTorah. The Al Karchoch is saying now, and you can't say there's a cheskos tumah. The Al Karchoch also like a cheskos l'tumah. I'm not sure what the chazaka would be. Maybe Chazaka Dahashta, some hold if she became a Nida and you know she's an Ida now, so you can, there's a chazaka that goes backwards too. Normally chazaka goes forwards.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just saying, and you can't say that that's what they hold.
Okay.
The MK b'chatas koi. Because then you wouldn't bring an Hashem Tola, you would bring a chatas. If chazaka would be paskening that she was Tomei, then you wouldn't bring Hashem Tola either, you would bring chatas. Oh, look, chatas, because chatas is called Vadai. Because chatas is because chazaka is called Vadai.
No, not according to this.
According to this.
No, according to this.
Now he's suggesting that the chazaka that she's Tomei.
The hashta, I know, but, right. But backwards we know she was Tomei.
Yeah.
So isn't that a reuse of the chazaka?
It is, but the question is, can you extrapolate from chazaka to hashta, paskening that she was Vadai? Okay. You have a Vadai Matzav now that you know. So there is a Mandiyama that you say she, you have to assume she was Tomei until you know she was Tahar. But the Shmaitz is rejecting that svara because else she would bring a chatos. Because chazok is vaday. Al karcha chleka loicheskos taira, loicheskos tuma. They balance each other out because she, it's Isra. She became Tomei now. The safek mutter. But he holds something as mutter. So why do you bring your Hashem Tali? And you're saying vafilim on the soy there. The loiboy chaticha mishtei chatichais. And you, right? Nami sfirulei de bomachus mikra mutter. According to the Rashba, everybody holds bomachus mikra as mutter. No one holds bomachus mikra with bringing us a doll. You know, it's very simply put. Here's a case in the Gemara where the Gemara talks about bringing an Oshem Toloi, and it's a case of chaticha achas, not chaticha achas mishtei chatichais, but just one chaticha. But it's not a case of Toloda. Normally it's Toloda. Is it Shuman or is it Chela? Here it's put a case which is called the Mikra. Did she become an Ida or not? And still the Gemara is talking about bringing an Hashem Toloi. And there's a Mandiyama, you don't need Ikba Yisura. And even just Mandiyama. Wait a second. Why are you bringing an Hashem Toloi for? This is a Mikra. And it's Mutter Min HaTorah. They would have asked before and they would have been told they could do it. And the Shmaitzer holds Lashita so that bringing an Oshem Toloi and Sofek Mutter Min HaTorah are inimical. They cannot coexist. Tafiluman de Sover, the low boy Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, Nami Svirulei de Bo Machras Mikre, is Mutter. Ela Mishum de Chaticha Achas. Normally, chaticha achas habalei sofik b'toylada. Normally, you're talking about is it chelev or is it shuman. But one, even if you hold that you don't need ikba yisura, but it can't be, according to the Rashba, it can't be a sofik habo machmas mikre, because then it would be mutter according to everybody. V'lochei nire, therefore, it must be. Listen to why. V'lochei nire, therefore, that Abai and Rubber are arguing about all sfeikas across the board. Now, as was just asked very wisely, what did we gain? So who holds Yechayiv and Hashem Toloi? Says the Shmaitzer, that's exactly what the Shmaitzer addresses. Uman the Soiver the Mutar. Right, remember, we have the Shita that the Machlokes, if you need Ikba Isura or not, is the Machlokes also, if you need something Mutum and Atura or not. And now, if something is Mutum and Atura or not. So now the Shmaitz is admitting, in other words, if you bring an Hashem Toli for Chaticha Achas, you hold something as Asur and Atura, and if you hold, you don't, then something is Mutum and Atura. If you hold, you need Ikba Isura. So the Shmaitzer, that means in effect that Abaye is paskening, yeah, and he's okay with that. It's as if Abaye is paskening like the Tana, that, what? Like the Tana, he's paskening like the Tana that you do not need, that you're needing, that he's paskening, it's mutter. You know, if Abaye holds, This is what the Shmaitz is saying. It's a chap. That if Abaye holds it's across the board mutter, that means he's able to hold like the Mandi Omar, that you need Ikba Yisur to bring an Asher Tolui. Because that Mandi Omar holds across the board, it's mutter. And you need Ikba Yisur to bring an Asher Tolui. Uman the Soiv the mutter, Sphira like Mandi Omar, being a Mishtei Chatichos. He says, what do you want from me? Abaye says, I have a Tana that holds like me. I have a Tana that I hold like. The one that holds, you need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos to bring an Asher Tolui. Because Abaye holds across the board something is mutter in the Torah. And that's the Mandi Omar that you need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos to bring an Asher Tolui. The Chumash Yekosav Marit, the Hanach Tanoi, the Pligi. This is the root of their machlokes. Uman the oser svirle tafil lahachtano the boy chaticha mishtei chatichos, the one that asks, the rova that asks, so fake. He holds that even if you hold you need chaticha mishtei chatichos, moidel isura b'chaticha achas, but holds you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos to bring an osam toli. The Yom Kang had the Tony the Chayavim Bashem Toloi, the Osi Kahaitano, the Loi Boy Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. But that Tana Taka holds something also in the Torah. That's his Chab. Right. You can't ask a Kash on Abaye, because now that Abaye holds across the board, it's Mutter, so he can hide, so to speak, behind the Tana who holds that you need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos to bring an Asher Tolui. So Bai says, you're right, this Tana obviously doesn't hold like me, but I hold like the other Tana. But according to the Rajba, the Abaye is like a half-hearted thing, so he can't hide behind one Tana. Because the Tanaim are across the board. Because they're talking about even something but Tolado. So that's his Chab. It's a funny Chab. He's saying like, and a chanami this Bryce is Shveran Abaye, because it says if he holds his Chayav Hashem Tolui. But if I'm right in Abaye, so I say, look, this Tana obviously holds you don't need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos. The Mandi Omar that holds you don't need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos obviously holds something awesome in the Torah, and Abaye holds like the other Mandi Omar. So each one has a Tana protecting him, so to speak. But according to the Rajba, Abaye is stuck. He can't hide behind the Mandi Omar. You don't need Chaticha. You need Chaticha Mishtei Chatichos, because that's across the board. And Abaye only says it B'mikra. And there's talking about B'tolada. So Abaye, and here in Nida, it's B'mikra, because she saw Dam. So how can Abaye have, how is Abaye going to live with a Braisa that says Chayom B'Shem Tali? Schmeitz emerges that you see the Rambam's right. Because we paskin like Abaye, we open a shulchan chiradeya, we paskin like Abaye, the loy karava, him kein muchach. The Cholas Feikos be Divreihem. Okay, we'll stop here. Now we start a new Shas, piece of Shas. We'll stop here. I'm sorry. I don't know when I'm going to get cured. Maybe over Shabbos I'm going to get a rest. Oh, man. Don't forget. You have to remind me around.